This call is being recorded.
Not that.
You look into it.
You didn't have that. You had imagination of that, but now it's real. Hey folks, welcome to the call. We're giving a minute or two for some folks to join. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get started. This is this is the Developers Forum. I imagine most people that joined realized they were joining the Developers Forum. It's a weekly meeting to really just move forward any concerns, topics, whatever is needed for OpenMRS development community, and I was going to say if folks could mute if you're not talking. The intent of this is really just the community to use it as they see fit, and as I think most of you know, the topic for today is OpenMRS 2.2 planning. So, because we have a lot to discuss with that, I think we'll move forward. We do take a moment to look at the previous week's topic, and that was a retrospective on 2.1. Any comments, feedback, questions from last week's conversation? So we'll go ahead and move on to today's topic, which was OpenMRS 2.2 planning. So I went into the notes and gathered what we've gotten from various implementations in terms of comments and priorities, just to give folks a sense of like why what we're trying to accomplish here. That's trying to communicate a vision of 2.0 OpenMRS 2 becoming not just this demonstration, but actually something useful to folks. And it's not completely fair. What we have is we have a system where with our OpenMRS 1.x, we were using JSPs and the module architecture was great, but it was non-trivial for folks to work in the UI and do development. We still have improvements to make, but we made a big leap forward with OpenMRS 2 in terms of addressing the UI framework and trying to give a better environment for folks to develop a new user interface on top of the platform. And we also took that time to start to branch or fork the platform into its own release line. The goal for that is to provide web services and API and for OpenMRS and for any other distributions to be built on top of that. So we got 2.0 out as a proof of concept. Here's a new UI. And that was a system that Mirabalais, the Partners in Health, was using in Haiti, and we largely migrated the work that had been done to support that, as well as create an OpenMRS 2 framework, and made that our OpenMRS 2.0. That has been adopted. It's used in Bomni as well, and the folks in ITech Kenya and Kenya EMR have made hundreds of implementations around the country with a system that is very similar to the OpenMRS 2 platform, using many of the same much of the same framework and modules. They have some distinct differences. We can get into some of those, but essentially we have three large implementations that are contributing a lot to kind of community development, and they're all using things very close to the same framework and pieces. What our goal is, our hope is, let me start with the vision, was we want to get to a point where those implementations, and by definition, as we support, and when we're focusing our efforts on these implementations, not to be exclusive, but to be more directed toward, we want to have some very achievable goals, and we feel that by targeting these specific implementations that really have a lot of skin in the game, we can help benefit everybody. So the thought being, in terms of a vision, is that we get to a place where OpenMRS 2, whether it's by 2.2 or 2.3, but that we get to a point where these implementations, PIH, ITech Kenya, and Bomni, are using the OpenMRS 2 framework, the OpenMRS 2 I don't know what to call the thing. It's our framework is probably the closest in terms of the basis for their distribution. So that essentially we get to the point that there is a shared set of modules above the platform, modules, content, features that are shared and being used by those implementations, so that they not only do we help them get their work done, but everybody benefits by the fact that they're available for anybody to benefit from. So in the more near-term goal for 2.2, and the purpose for this call is to say, let's as a community, let's take, walk through what we see as priorities amongst these implementations, as well as maybe as a community, and figure out what can we do with 2.2 that will get us toward that ultimate vision. And the way I kind of laid it out for right or wrong is to say I would like to have a 2.2 that each of these implementations sees as having one or more features or improvements that are worthwhile to them or look, promising, and more specifically something that they don't snub their nose at, meaning that there's no showstoppers. I don't want there to be a 2.2 to be something that, for example, PIH or ITech Kenya or Bomni look at and say, we could never upgrade to that, or we could never use that as part of our system because of X, Y, or Z. So that's the background. Before we move forward, I'll stop for a moment. If folks want to add any comments to that or correct me on that, ask questions.
Hey, Burke, this is Mark. One thing, too, what version of Core, is it going to still be on 110, do we see, or 111, or?
It's likely that OpenRS 2.2 would be on either 111 or 112.
Okay.
Probably 111, right? Well, anyway, I guess. In theory,
it
would release it in 6 months, then.
I mean, yeah, 111 is, our target is to get it out in by March. And we'll have 111 out, alpha out, within the month. So the only reason I mentioned potentially 112 is just that if there are requirements for getting 2.2 out that need to make some changes to the platform, that would be a reason to just make those changes to the platform and get that out of 112.
And I guess, what do you see? I mean, we're using maybe most, but not all of what's being used in 2.1 right now. So what is for instance, there could be some piece of functionality built that is a blocker or something we don't want to use, but if it's in a separate module, even if it's bundled as part of 2.2, if we don't use that module, it doesn't really matter. But is there a vision for, I don't know what I'm asking, like that everybody would be installing something straight out of the box that has all these core modules and using them, or...
No, I think that it's getting to the point, because, I mean, I think for you guys it's a little closer because OpenMRS 2 was really taken from the Mirabelle system. The KinEMR folks are close from the standpoint of a lot of the framework is there, but in terms of their skin, in terms of their workflows, there's some distinct differences. And so it may be a little more straightforward for you guys, for partners in health, in terms of what the delta between what we're making 2.2. I would still like 2.2 definitely to be something that PIH looks at and says, oh, you know, we don't add something or change something that you guys see as a deal breaker. That's for sure. It would be nice if there's some feature adds. Ultimately, what I'm looking for is a 2.2 where there's a basis there, a set of modules, potentially some content, depending on, you know, how far we go down the program-based workflow, et cetera. But that there's a shared set of resources that you guys, like Partners in Health, could use to build the system for Mirabelle or for other sites that iTech Kenya could see using as the basis to build their you know, next version of or a future version of Kenya EMR, and that Bonny could see, okay, taking this and deploying their, you know, creating their distributions from it, and OpenMRS in terms of the reference application, and what we put out is kind of a demo distribution we built from that shared set. So part of it may be just defining what is that shared set. My guess is that it's going to be not a lot of adding of, you know, 20 new features or 20 new modules, but more about settling on, okay, yes, we'll all agree kind of these are the dependencies that we're all sharing, and these are the things that we're all sharing, and so we want to know that we're sharing them all and be clear, explicit about that, but also probably some issues in terms of, like, when it comes to what if it's, for the example, on the top of my mind, it's a program-based workflow. That would be sorting out, okay, what does that mean? You know, how do we, you know, do we look at, you know, maybe what Kenya EMR is doing and how can that be adapted and can we bring that in and make it so that it works and fits the needs of PIH and BOMNI as well. So I don't think the goal is to have kind of a one-click, it installs and meets everybody's needs, not a one-size-fits-all. We're still relying on modules and people are, you know, creating their own content. But the primary thing, fundamental piece, is I'd like to see, you know, help as a community start marching a direction where the efforts of these different implementations are kind of convergent in terms of what they're sharing. My fear is it's too easy, if we're not feeding that and paying close attention to it and prioritizing it, that it's too easy for the efforts to become divergent where, you know, if Kenny Amar adds new Whirligig, and there's really no way that PIH can benefit from it or vice versa. And so just trying to keep the core parts that we're sharing synchronized and make sure that as a community what we're putting our efforts into is makes sense for all the implementation. Did I dodge or digress or answer the question?
No, that was fine. I don't really know. I wasn't really quite sure 100% what my question, you know, what all the answers were anyway, so I just want to get a sense of what you were thinking.
Sure. I mean, at the end of the day, Partners in Health has things they need to do. They need to take care of the system in Mirabelle, and they have their own goals. Same with iTech Kenya, same with Bomni. As a community, where we can get the benefit is to say, hey, are there overlaps between them, and how can we maximize the shared assets in a way that it benefits everybody without slowing people down or... So that's what we're looking for, I think, in 2.2 is to say, as the next step, can we get to a place where OpenMRS 2 becomes, rather than this kind of mirror or shadow of work going on, you know, great work going on in multiple places, do we see it becoming kind of, a waypoint, or maybe it's going to take to 2.3, it just depends what we come up with, but can we get to the place where we have an OpenMRS 2.x line that these implementations see as, okay, you know, this isn't going away from us, but is coming closer to us in terms of being able to work with it. So we have lists of kind of priorities or roadmaps from various parties. The community roadmap, we have one from Partners in Health, one from Kenya, one from Bomni. I think probably it's worthwhile just running through those real quick so we're all on the same page. So what my hope is with this call, and an hour call is pretty short to accomplish it all, but my hope is to really start the conversation of where do we need to be directing our efforts? Where do we need to be having design discussions or kind of getting an agreement? I don't think we're going to solve or, you know, sort them all out right now. I think that's out of scope. But deciding where the big pieces or what is, you know, in the blur of what 2.2 is right now, can we start to give it some form so that we can target our future calls and conversations? So... feel free to interrupt me. I'm for the sake of the fact, you know, we have maybe 40 minutes left, and I know we can easily chew through that and run out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and just march through so that we all see these lists and are aware of them. I did a little bit of pruning to get them all kind of close to a one-liner because there's detail under each of these. But I think folks on the call probably are familiar enough, comfortable enough to kind of understand some of those details. So so we'll just run real quick through these lists so that we've all heard them, and then we can talk about ways or what we see as ways where the commonalities are, where the key features are that we need to target. From the community standpoint, we've been working with Bomni on condition lists and getting, you know, so that's diagnoses, you know, essentially problem lists, getting those in a fire compliant way added to core. Actually, we'll probably, you know, maybe that goes in as a module like the allergy module, but the intent is to get that as part of the platform. Concept management is going on, so we've got work going on with, for example, the OCLCL subscription module, which is in its first pass, trying to help out Kenya EMR with managing their concepts throughout their systems and getting new CL concepts in a easier way than just SQL. the We also have a list, a kind of laundry list of kind of what's up next or what we thought just from the reference application standpoint we would like to see improvements on, and that included improving how permissions are handled, getting some retrospective data entry since there's a lot of implementations that depend on being able to enter data after the fact, improving account management, improving the cohort builder. I know folks may know that we've had demos before of the ad hoc analysis tool that Darius worked on for Partners in Health as kind of a 2.0 for cohort builder. And then we've talked about this program-based workflow, which is for those who may not know just from that term, is the notion is we have studies or programs like treatment programs like HIV treatment, TB treatment, where it's more than just enrolling somebody into a program. There are, there's data concepts, there's forms, there's workflows in terms of what apps you'd want to see or what, how would someone want to work through the system if they're treating someone in the TB treatment program. And so the notion is, and what Kenny EMR has done is they've created a system where it really takes those programs and puts them up front and uses them as a driver of how people see the system and work with the system. And I think Partners in Health and others have looked at that and said, hey, there's some nice features to that. The other side of it is that we've also had conversations and been looking at ways to manage our content better, allow it to be packaged more neatly, versioned, et cetera. And program-based workflow is the thought of that. With that buzzword is basically behind that is not only shaping workflow around programs, but allowing content, concepts, forms, other metadata to be packaged based on. Oh, you want to do a TB treatment? Here's the bundle for TB treatment that might include modules, content, et cetera. So there's a program-based workflow is kind of a deeper conversation, but that's in my mind when I'm writing it, what I'm thinking of. So those were the things that are kind of on the near-term roadmap. It doesn't mean that's absolutely what we have to do. In fact, what the conversation of this is, how are we going to change that? the Partners in Health listed out things that are priorities for them in the near term, included the program-based workflow. Improvements to registration. They want to get away from using custom registration, and I think it's fair to say it's high time that registration, we get that a robust basis of that in the application that people can really hop on that and not have to do, they can customize registration, but get to a point where they're customizing it, not writing their own custom registration module from scratch. Distributing OpenMRS, and for PIH, I know this relies on Sync. I know there's other implementations that are interested in this notion of a lot of folks end up in a place where it's not sufficient to have one server running and everybody just uses that server. And so coordinating when you live in a world where there are multiple OpenMRS servers, and that's a priority for PIH is doing a better job of coordinating those. they mentioned some features around test ordering, lab result entry, and also what I rephrased as kind of episodes of care. The example they gave was being able to track and treatment and results around a pregnancy. Historically, in OpenMRS, we've called that episodes of care. So those were at the top of the list for PIH. I think so we see them all. Let me just crank through, and then you guys can throw in comments at the end. If I put my foot in my mouth and say something wrong, please correct me. Feel free to interrupt and correct me. What we saw from Kenya was test ordering. They called out that they need HL7 support for that, as well as drug ordering. Being an automated replication to a central site, I think this is probably probably in the model for Kenya EMR is supporting these remote sites and helping manage the remote site. So that maybe, you know, might be tied in to something like what PIH is saying in terms of handling distributed servers. We'd have to have some conversation in terms of how much over, you know, how much those two things can complement each other. Handling transfers between, patient transfers between different OpenMRS sites or servers. Again, there's some potential overlap between that and what PIH was saying in terms of managing multiple servers. Concept management, so being able to change or merge concepts, and we've had some Google Summer Code work on that, but it's not fully in there.
ThoughtWorks is working on a merge concept.
Improving reporting, so getting kind of the next, you know, probably some additional features into the reporting framework. Improving cohort building. They spoke about OpenERP integration. And just basically integrating. The reason I shortened their integration to just a system that does billing and et cetera to OpenERP because others have mentioned it. And then monitoring tools, ways. Again, this may be related to the handling distributed servers, but from this standpoint, it's like how do we monitor and uptime, performance, utilization of servers from a central site. So that was the list from Kenya. Bomni had a handful, and then there were a handful that Vivek said were he wasn't as sure of. First and foremost, he listed the REST API, improving that. They want to rely on it more for setting up new systems, migrating data, so taking it beyond just the simple search for a patient and handling encounters, making it simpler for version controlled and domain specific configuration of apps, and this might overlap with the notion of program based workflow if we think of packaging content, apps, and modules together. But this you can picture for Bomni, they're just, you know, going out and installing systems. They want an easier way to say, okay, we're going to put this app in, or this feature in, being able to manage that easier. They're looking for easier integration with DHIS too. We've done some work in there, but that's one of the features that they're prioritizing. Condition lists, and we mentioned that in terms of we're working on doing some work on that now. Bed assignments, they made a module a while ago, but they're not currently using it. I think it's been a while, but that's something they would like to see. As well as appointment scheduling, and he also mentioned observation status. He mentioned it as marking observations as abnormal. We've had kind of a design thing that's been sitting out there. We haven't really moved on, but the notion of being able to say, in this case, they're looking at just to be able to mark things as abnormal. Along with that, would come things like mark something as pending or updated. And then the things that he wasn't as sure of being on the top list were drug dispensing, so tracking dispensing of drugs, order templates for drugs, oncology, so having that as maybe a bundle, observations on image of body parts, so I think that's probably marking up a picture, a diagram of a person. I don't know if that's that or if it's taking a picture of someone's body part and annotating it, but that sounds like a kind of complex observation kind of thing. Radiology, you know, kind of PACS, DICOM support, and then again, OpenERP integration. And then ThoughtWorks made some comments about, I think Angshu sent something about the improving the concept management and kind of browsing and understanding where you are when you're managing concepts. So there's some improvements they'd like to see there. The multiple classes per concept, we've had some conversations on the mailing list about that and how that might be handled. And then ability to add concept attributes. So what Angshu was saying is, you know, we want to be able to just add some custom data to a concept. And so I turned that into concept attributes. I put a section here and I kind of started to list some things, but I didn't really finish with it. I call it the interstitium. It's in biology, the space between the cells. that there might be some aspects, and I just wanted to call out that there's this space of things that there might not be one implementation asking for. No implementation may ask for it, but for us to pull this off, there may be things that as a community we need to think about or prioritize in order to pull this off. And those are things like understanding where the overlap is, making it explicitly clear where the overlap is in terms of what people are sharing, so that can be distinguished from, oh, here's a neat module, but that's not something that everybody's depending on, versus, oh, this module, before you go and alter it, a ton, you should know that everybody's relying on it working. The notion of skinning, how do you take, when you look at KinEMR and you look at Bomni's system or you look at Mirabilet, they look very different. My guess is that we're not going to have enough time or we're not going to be willing to say, okay, everybody has to look exactly the same. It doesn't sound like the right thing, so it makes me think we might need to get better at how we allow people to skin things in a way that they can be shared still. So that, I've talked more than enough, but I wanted to run through quickly so everybody on the call kind of heard the different things that were out there. There are plenty of areas where there's potential overlap here. So because I've been talking too much, I'm going to go ahead and stop and let folks comment on what I've said so far, and are there things that I got wrong or things they'd like to add? All right, so I see some good comments going in to the notes page. I don't hear anybody talking, so the thing we need to try to figure out from these lists is what do we think is a 2.2 in terms of functionality or feature sets that would be, it's not going to be all of these things. It's not reasonable to think that we're going to address all of these by March and get it released. So I think the question is, where would be the low-hanging fruit and or the maybe not as low-hanging but biggest bang for the buck? Do folks see areas of overlap?
One thing that I don't see explicitly called out by iTech Kenya, but I think is implied by Kenya EMR moving closer to the reference application is really this issue of is two things. One of them, the UI looking a little bit different, and so perhaps that's skinning, but also the same thing that PIH is getting at about program-driven content and workflow. I mean, so I don't think Stephen explicitly listed that, but I think it's pretty fundamental for Kenya to be truly using the reference application.
Yeah, so I think that's a point well taken, where what we kind of asked is what's in your priorities, what's in your near-term roadmap, which is a little different question of than what do you currently have that you couldn't possibly lose in a 2.2. I think that when we talk about the program-based workflow, I think it goes beyond, perhaps a little beyond what KinEMR has, but but I think we're thinking of, you know, how can we take what they've got and adopt it. So,
sorry, can I make a quick process question? Can people who are typing in the Etherpad put their initials or something just so it's clear who the conversations are going on between? Thanks. Sorry, go on, Burke.
I assume that's Mike Davison, not Michael Downey. So I think in terms of between ITech and PIH, you guys have the program-driven workflow at the top of your list. I think hearing that, you know, like AMPath would benefit from it, I think the fact that KinEMR has done a bulk of that effort, at least functionally, has given us a clear vision of how that can benefit. That seems to me as being a clear win for a 2.2. I think it's going to require us very quickly within the next few weeks getting to a clear definition of what exactly does that mean. Is it taking specific features from KinEMR and porting them into OpenMRS? Is it that plus some other work? We'll have to have some design discussions. But to me, as we go through those, that seems like a clear win. The question, I think, would also be from Bonnie's standpoint, is that something, you know, I guess, you know, I don't want to get into the design of it, but I'm making an assumption that we could get the benefits of a program-based workflow without necessarily saying that the only way you can use the system is that you have to, you know, if you don't have a program, you can't use the system. That may come out in design discussions, but we have to be careful of taking advantage of and enabling program-based workflow to package functionality and workflow, and see if we can do that in a way that says, hey, here's an added feature. You can do things program-based without saying, you know, the only way to use the system is everything has to go through a program. But that gets into design discussion. Are there, I'm assuming in terms of we've already made some headway on condition lists, that's a clear candidate for 2.2. I think all of the implementations would benefit from having diagnoses and problem lists in a standard way. Are there, I don't, you know, as we go down this list in terms of what's on the roadmap, I think these, you know, what we have in the OpenMRS roadmap become less obvious in terms of, you know, benefiting all the implementations. And I kind of agree with that program-based workflow and condition lists alone might be enough to keep us busy and be a big target for 2.2. We've got the basics of order entry, and I see mention of testing, as well as so getting lab orders as well as drug orders in there. So I think some aspect. I mean, we've got order entry. you've done a kind of a first pass. At basic order entry screen, Darius, and so I think saying with some, you know, basic order entry going beyond just the API, the basic order entry functionality and for at least meds and tests would be reasonable to say. I think there is some level of, and I know this is very, very much the case for AMPath as well, of the handling handling multiple servers. I think it's probably out of scope to say that we come up with the perfect solution to that, that like we have the ultimate solution by 2.2, that now you can easily just, you know, pop up a new server and everything just works magically. But I think some effort to move the needle forward for
that is definitely something that PIH, regardless of whether OpenMRS thinks, sort of puts it on the official priority list for 2.2, PIH is going to spend a lot of time working on.
Yeah, and that's something where I think coordinating at least some of that effort to, I know that's a gigantic thing in terms of remote management for KinEMR. It's becoming a critical thing for AMPATH in terms of we have lots of servers and they have variable amounts of connectivity. So I think at least having some discussion in the effort going on there of bringing that in and saying, are there aspects of that that we could, we could have shared benefit. I'm just looking for where is the overlap, ordering, kind of the handling of multiple servers. I think the transfers fits in there as well. Concept management is another thing that I see. It looks like there's a bit of a pattern there. How much effort do you think in terms of like that, the ad hoc analysis tool, is that something, Darius, that spell analysis?
I don't know. It's somewhat.
Is that a large amount of work to get ported into core, or is that a?
It needs to be finished. It's not a small amount of work.
Okay.
I mean, it's not trivial. It's not finished, and we're actually not using it yet.
Okay. So we'll put that on the maybe. We've talked about from the OpenMRS side in terms of getting reporting into core. I guess there'd be some question of what the ad hoc analysis would be. Are there some specific reporting improvements that folks would agree on? I mean, these are things where I'm thinking, well, we should at least investigate to what extent we could either bring these in or fit them within the roadmap. It looks like both ITEC and Bonmi are interested in the ERP integration. Are you guys, PIH, are you doing any kind of ERP integration, or?
I mean, Bonmi already has open ERP integration. PIH, no, to the extent that there's anything billing and insurance related, it's quite minimal and not all that.
Just not a high priority right now.
Correct.
So that may be something where it's just put it down here. So maybe we could, as a community, we could facilitate if this is a priority for Kenya and Bonmi is already using it. maybe we can facilitate, hey, let's have some of that conversation and see if we can't find a solution that, you know, essentially Kenya adopts what Bomni has done, or at least works from that, or can we, you know, instead of trying to roll their own, is there some way with maybe a little bit of help from the community we can help iTech Kenya integrate OpenERP using what, you know, building off of what Bomni has. And that may be the case or maybe not, but it's worth, I think that probably is probably a place where there's, we just need to look for where they overlap and maybe we facilitate as much as anything. I think there's probably a good point in terms of the REST API. Aren't you guys, like I know Partners in Health, you're doing more module development, you know, that's kind of Angular using REST. Is that, to what extent do you think, like, would you guys see benefit of, you know, or have you found deficits in terms of the REST with, you know, outside of just kind of direct patient care encounters, doing anything with like metadata management or moving data around? It seems like, from my perspective, it seems like we've had kind of we've seen a lot more benefit of having the REST services available and folks being able to kind of riff off of that and kind of build things off of that. It makes me think that that the more we more we can open up that capability, the more innovative solutions people might come up with. That
I think that investing more effort in our REST web services will definitely pay off a lot. I do think that Vivek is probably getting at something perhaps a little bit different in that, maybe not for metadata, but they're also interested in his email he mentioned REST for both for migrations, but also for letting sort of external things build patient dashboards, just point them an API and let them go at it. I think at Bomni they've been interested in REST services that have more, that are more semantically relevant to the medical domain, instead of like you get an encounter which has a huge bag of obs in it.
Yeah,
having something that's got and these complaints and symptoms, you know, all actually in a structured way. Well, in a structured way that's not just obs groups. So I do think that just in general, investing in our REST API would really help. There's a ton of bugs in it. I've started to try to use it a lot myself, but I know that I can work around those bugs, and I know the code well enough to.
Yeah, you've seen Jonathan.
Others would have that same experience.
Yeah, I've seen Jonathan trying to do that. Jonathan Dick and Ampath. Trying to build a system against the API, and a lot of conversation on the mailing list about that. I think it's definitely benefiting him, and he's able to use it. But there are, I agree, a lot of, we could definitely improve that. So there's a lot that could be done. Are there other? I see like DHIS2, those are, that's always been a dream, a hope. We've had various modules built against it.
I think, hopefully it's something that is actually solvable now if we stop caring about silly things like SDMX and just say we want to integrate with DHIS, period.
Yeah. but use angle brackets for a link instead. Oops. There we go. using angle brackets instead of parentheses avoids the Etherpad focus links. This is interesting. The appointment scheduler. You know, we have the scheduler that why am I blanking on his name? Tobin and crew created and did a lot of good work with, and you guys adapted that and kind of made it and are using it in a 2.0 framework, aren't you, in PIH?
Yeah, that's correct, Burke.
So that seems something, you know, if appointment scheduling is something that Bonnie's asking for, I know, you know, if Kenya's asking, I know that's something that AMPATH has been interested in, so that may be worth considering.
Right, and Bonnie also listed it on their list. So.
Yeah.
I mean, that should theoretically work now, right? I mean, I don't know if you've talked to them about it, Darius, but...
I can't get Connect
to come up, but it's probably not well, super well. The new module we created isn't well documented, and which is maybe something somebody could do. And I'm sure it's probably missing some feature they need, but theoretically it should be generic enough to work for anybody.
Cool. So I mean, I think both the like registration and appointment scheduling are something that. That deserve, starting out with the notion that let's try to get those into 2.2, and at least find out what's capable. I feel like, you know, already if we say, okay, let's get this kind of list, okay, let's get condition lists actually built out, and available for folks, let's figure out what program-based workflow means. And get that implemented. Introduce just at least the start for UI of managing orders now that we have the capability under the hood to manage them. And and then make some steps or at least leverage the steps that are going to be going on in terms of integrating multiple servers. I know that's high on folks. Those alone, I mean, I think if there's some particular functionality on appointment scheduling or registration that we can get in, if ad hoc analysis is something that is going to take a lot of work, that might end up not making it unless someone can bring the resources. But I think if we can pull off a big chunk of this, that would be a step forward. I guess the question will be is if we suggest that as a target, going this direction with to PIH, to Bomni, and to Kenny Umar, and saying, okay, 2.2 is we're going to target something that looks, you know, kind of like this. What we have for 2.1, but adding in these feature set and I think important, making sure that there is a path for 1.9x to 2.2 migration. Did we add that? So we need a 1.9x to 2.2. So that's something in that kind of interstitium that if we really probably near the top of making 2.2 useful to people is we need a path
I would not to say that that's not important, but I would suggest that will have zero relevance to like PIH Mirabale, Bomni, and Kenya EMR. I'm not saying it doesn't belong in the roadmap, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah. So,
Wait, why does that have zero relevance, Darius?
Yeah,
sorry.
If 2.2 is running off of, say, a 1.11 or 1.12 platform, it may not be just, we plug in a couple modules and we're 2.2. It might be that you need to install 2.2.
Okay, fair enough. I guess I interpret that to mean, since you wrote it this way, as upgrading a legacy, basically upgrading something that's running OpenMRS 1.x to OpenMRS 2.x. Which I think is important, but I think is that's the thing of not of relevance to PIH.
Aren't you guys on 1.9x?
Well, we're running the 1.9x platform, but we are running OpenMRS 2.1.
All right. So maybe that's not as much of an issue as I think. From a standpoint of if we want folks to be able to get to this version, we need to provide some path. And I don't. And when I guess when I say we need a strategy,
call out explicitly is that if you said, and just to highlight it, you said if we want folks to get to this version, right? I think it's great. I think it's great, and it should be an OpenMRS priority to get not just Kenya EMR, Mirabale, PIH Haiti and Bomni running this, but others as well. I think that's great to be on OpenMRS's roadmap. However, I just want to point out explicitly that's going to take a ton of work, and it is not work that PIH, iTech Kenya, and the Bomni team are going to be, I think, at all interested in contributing to.
Yeah, we just replaced
I'm interested, but don't really have any need to contribute to that because we're already on a sort of 2.x path, sort of.
I think on the Etherpad it says 1.9x to 2.2 migration is the easiest. I don't think that's exactly right. I mean, I think we would all agree that 1.9x to 1.11x needs to be easy in terms of the core platform upgrade.
So what I wrote above was that it really what I'm saying is that if somebody is in a 1.9x environment, then how are they going to get to 2.2? And having a strategy might be here's the things that you need to do. It might be here's some tips on the SQL or here's maybe a module you can do to prepare your system or something like that. But I'm not saying that we need a one-click solution that will automatically perform the upgrade and work for everybody. I just think as a community, we need, rather than just forking from 1.9 and leaving it up to everybody to figure it out, that we should at least think about folks that are in 1.9 and try to provide them some guidance.
Right. I guess all I mean, what I want to call out is that it should be an OpenMRS community priority, and it's something that that OpenMRS community is going to need to round up the resources to make happen. Because basically, if groups that have sort of larger development teams going on and efforts going on right now are going to be focused on this other stuff like Bomni implementing condition lists and Kenya or whoever and PIH integrating multiple servers, right? It's not something that, so I agree that it should be great if this happens. I just want to call out that the resources are going to need to be different.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, again, are we saying 1.9x is the 1x line, or are we saying, because 1.9x is part of 2.0, right? I mean, this is a confusing naming convention. So, I think, Darius, what you're getting at is that PIH maybe isn't that interested because we're already running the 2.1 line, but we're not running 1.10, right? We're running 2.1-ish. If we go to 2.2, we're going to, that necessitates upgrading to 1.11, and we need to upgrade core from 1.9 to 1.11. We want that to be as seamless as possible. Am I missing something?
I mean, I totally agree with what Mike just said.
Yeah, so calling... So I have split this bullet point out into two for that reason. That I just want to make sure that if we are talking about basically the helping the tens or hundreds of implementations that are running one OpenMRS 1.x get to OpenMRS 2.x, that is important, but it's something that needs to get resourced in a way. It gets resourced.
Well, it might be something to get resourced to by the people that it's important to.
Yes. All I'm saying is I'm explicitly saying right now, I personally would love to, you know, see Ampath start like get from OpenMRS 1.x to OpenMRS 2.x. But as someone who gets, that's not something that I can contribute to in sort of my daily work.
Yeah.
Even though I would love to see it happen. So I just want to call out that that's going to have to get resourced, whether it's by the people who need it or whether it's, you know, through the community rustling up, you know, interested people who really do want to help, because there's going to be a ton of implementations on 1.x who just don't have developers themselves. So I do want to call out, though, these are two different things, and I've split them up into two bullet points. Does that get...
Sorry. Yeah, Darius, I had been looking at the bottom of the Etherpad where it wasn't split up. It's the same topic down there, so that's why I was confused.
Right.
All right. Paul said that he wrote some to-dos. I don't see them. Oh, here. Oh, no? Oh, are these... No, those are the old ones. Where are the to-dos Paul wrote? Where, oh, where could they be?
Jura.
In the Jura. Okay. Paul put to-dos in Jura. Okay. All right. So Paul, can you before I end up copying this into the wiki, could you put some links to your to-dos under there?
Sure.
So we're over time. I figured that this was going to be a hard thing to kind of really have a one-hour conversation about. I think it's been, from my standpoint, it's been an incredibly useful conversation to kind of get things laid out and start to see what a 2.2 might look like. And specifically that's figuring out the program-based workflow. And that is, I think, will not only benefit PIH and their priorities, it will help ensure that OpenMRS has the capabilities that KinEMR sees as necessary. We need to make sure BOMNI is useful to BOMNI, but I also think it could, in the sense that they're asking for things like, we want oncology-based stuff, well, maybe... having the ability to package that stuff together will benefit. So we all, I think, agree that an EMR without condition lists is pretty pathetic, and so we need to get that in. We'll try to get some the basic order entry in place, targeting med ordering and test ordering and not being the perfect thing. We're not going to have a lot of metadata driving behind it, but at least have some of the basic UI capability is a good target. Leveraging the work that we know PIH is going to be doing anyway and that other folks are interested in, and I know at Ampath we're thinking about it a lot now in terms of how do we manage where you have more than one server running and how did data get shared. So I think we'll move that discussion forward, and we need to come up with some specific targets. But That could be something that maybe PIH sharing kind of their vision in terms of what plans they have for that, and then we can kind of divide and conquer or decide what aspects we should take on as a community versus what might be PIH specific. We talked about beyond those features, some nice to haves that we'd like to fit in would be a pathway for people to get to 2.2. At a bare minimum, you know, getting to the, you know, upgrading the platform, which is, I think, more likely to be important to all the folks on this call. A nice to have would be the ability for folks that are in a OpenMRS 1.x to get to 2.2.2. It would probably put that as more likely a lower priority in the when 2.2 is released. And then taking the appointment scheduling, which sounds like it might be a fairly straightforward move to get that included, and then registration, trying to move registration forward. So it's there's other pieces that we wanted to talk about. I think we all would agree some specific REST enhancements should probably be higher in the list. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and put them at the level of these, because that is kind of important to everybody. We'll have to take a look. We should at least consider ad hoc analysis and what it might take, and we don't want to commit to that being in 2.2 right now. And then we want to consider where we might be able to make some specific reporting improvements that might meet some of the needs that were listed out by folks. But again, we're not necessarily going to say that reporting is going to come to 3.0, you know, that it's going to have, you know, be 10 times better in 2.2. So that's what we, I think, what I heard from this discussion. We'll email out a summary. I'll let people make some comments. Those that want to stay on the call or are able to stay on the call. Just before we do that real quick, I just point out next week's call is a work in progress from Bomni. I had it thought before, but it's an opportunity to hear from Bomni what they've been doing in terms of their new order entry. Have the ThoughtWorks team with Sarah talk about their concept management module and the work they've been doing there, as well as showcasing the work that's been done on allergies to date. So I think that this will be kind of a work in progress / showcase next week. So that's just an FYI for next week. It should be a fun conversation. This was a good conversation from my standpoint. I'll stop talking. Any other comments, suggestions? What do we miss from folks on the call before we close? All right. So thanks, folks, for contributing. I can start to see it. We'll have some conversations online, and I'm sure future calls. Someone want to speak? All right. I just heard background noise, so we'll. All right. So we'll see you online between now and next time we meet. Between then and now. We'll see you in cyberspace.